Hello, I'm Abigail Cabell.
And I'm Claire Harris.
Okay, let's just get right into it. Okay, so what was your overall impression of Serial?
I really enjoyed Serial. I listened to Serial before we listened to it in class. I listened to it last summer. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it, so I was excited to listen to it again in class. I liked that Sarah Koenig didn't really voice a certain opinion. She shared evidence from both sides, and even at the end, she was still unclear as to, like, what her conclusion was. But I was, the first time I listened to it, I was hoping to hear more about, like, other, suspects, I guess. I didn't like that it just focuses on it not the entire time. I don't know. But I guess that's the point of the podcast, so.
Yeah. Was there anything that you, like, missed the first time? Or, like, forgot about that kind of stuck out to you? Just curious.
There was just certain evidence that I'd forgotten about. Certain people, I guess. I don't know. Nothing specific. Just little, like, little
didn't change anything, really.
No.
Okay.
I still have the same opinion after listening to it all again.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it a lot. Because it goes a lot deeper than what you would find if you just looked up, like, information. Because she actually talked to people, so it's not just, like, what the police found, which isn't, like, necessarily true. Like, there's a difference between what's said at the trial, and there's a difference between what's discovered in the investigation, and it's also different from the actual truth. And she kind of found, hopefully, the middle ground between what was found in the investigation and the actual truth. Because I don't think that you'll ever find the real truth, but she found more of the truth than the investigation. And, like, if you just looked it up, you'll probably see more of what was given at the trial. I mean, that's what I would assume. Okay. yeah, moving on. What can you learn? What would somebody learn about how to live their own life better after listening to the story?
I said, like, enjoy what you have while you have it. Because Inan had a good family and good friends, and he had a good life, and then really suddenly he just lost it all. And he might never, ever have that again. Because he's been sentenced to life in prison. And if he didn't do it, then that really sucks. Because he didn't do anything to deserve that.
But he can't do anything.
He just dated Hay, yeah. And so they thought he did it. And he had bad acquaintances.
Yeah.
Like Jay. So, yeah. Enjoy what you have while you have it. Because you could lose it at any point without warning.
Yeah. I mean, you could also say that there's more than one side to a story, because that was the thing that I took from it the most, because, of course, you have Jay's side, and, like, all of these different things, and you can see that in the episodes, but you can also see that in the response to the episodes. Like, Hay's brother went on Reddit just talking about his point of view, which was very different from Sarah's and Adnan's and Jay's, and different from the state's. So you need to try to look at that equally in real life, too. Yeah. What about the American justice system?
I thought that it kind of showed us that the American justice system isn't just entirely. Because obviously some parts are going to be more better run than other parts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you really see when they're talking about how the detectives start with what they think happened and fit the evidence to that. I felt like that really showed how it's kind of warped and how they aren't necessarily trying to find out what happened. They're trying to prove what they think happened. which I don't think is the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's going to result in some incorrect some wrongful convictions.
Yeah. Like you said, the only evidence that they were searching for was to fit their idea that Adnan did it. And, like, Jay was likely given all of the information provided about the case by the cops. Because, like, I think in the podcast they were saying that he and the cops had talked for, like, at least over an hour.
Yeah.
Before they started recording.
Yeah.
So, that's obviously... crazy. Yeah. I think that's weird.
Sketchy.
Yeah. And not all of the forensic evidence was tested, which it definitely should have been, tested fully. It was tested against Adnan, and if it wasn't Adnan, then they don't care. And they didn't have enough evidence to convict Adnan. Like...
yeah.
Do you want to skip down to number 6, Search for Truth, because it kind of goes into that? Because all that the police did was take the quickest method, which was just creating a narrative that they think would fit the case and just trying to prove that, whether it was right or not. And detectives aren't allowed enough time because they're working on so many other cases. They're not allowed enough time to thoroughly investigate something correctly to find the actual truth. They're like Sarah Koenig. She spent 15 months talking to Adnan and researching and doing all of this stuff, and she still doesn't know the answer. Which, yes, that has to do with the time that's passed between, but it's like this stuff takes time. You can't just spend... I mean, I guess I don't know how long the case has been, but they try to go too quickly because they have other cases that they have to get to. So the search for truth isn't found correctly.
There's definitely a big emphasis on finding out what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the entire podcast is. And I think the way Sarah went about it was much better than how the cops went about it. Because they went about it, we think Adnan did it, and this proves he did it. And she went about it, here's what happened, does that convict Adnan or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the best way to go about it, I guess, but I think it was much better than how the cops went about it, which was Adnan did it, and here's the proof.
Yeah, like we say everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but all the evidence that they're using is just to prove him guilty.
And it doesn't even prove him guilty.
Yeah, they don't care about the actual truth. They don't look for prove him innocent, which should be assumed.
Yes.
They shouldn't assume that he's guilty, which is exactly what they're doing. So,
yeah.
Okay. What does Serial say about relationships?
I thought this one was kind of a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
But I said it's important to have good relationships with people. I think that because Adnan had the relationships he had with people like Ravia and his family, that's the reason that so many people stand up for him.
Yeah.
And the community, the Muslim community at least, I think viewed him in a good way. because they participated in trying to help him when he was in jail. And so I think that's important, having good relationships with people. And then I think with Jay, he didn't have a good relationship with him, and that obviously turned out really bad for him.
Yeah. I said basically the same thing. Your relationships can either save your life or hurt you. Like, he had a relationship with Jay, which, if Jay didn't know him, he wouldn't start talking about, like, oh yeah, he definitely did it, and I mean, I think if he were closer, Jay probably wouldn't have said anything about Adnan, if Jay's lying. But if Adnan also didn't date Hay, then he probably wouldn't be in jail, because that would be the first thing that the police would look at is, oh, who's the most recent ex-boyfriend? Because she's dating someone new, so let's look at him. He probably did it. And he's Muslim? Wow. Then just like...
Yeah.
So...
Which I think goes with the next question.
Yeah.
What does Serial say about American society?
I mean, we... Even though we're still, like, progressing... We're a very progressive country... We still make assumptions about people, especially in the justice system. And we still choose to ignore the problems that we have with our justice system. Like, it's not uncommon that this stuff is dealt with poorly. It's not unusual that forensic evidence isn't tested. And, like, no one's talking about that. And maybe we just accept it as fact, because if you stand up to the justice system, if it's corrupt or just wrong, you can't really do anything about it, because they're the ones that have the power.
Yeah, I said American society is very heavily biased. When you decide you don't like somebody, you stick to that, and anything they do, you find a reason to justify your dislike for that person based on those actions.
Yeah.
And I think especially, there was someone, I don't remember who, someone on the podcast said, who would let their daughter go out with a guy named Adnan Syed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, so, that makes me angry.
Yeah, and, like, it was 20 years ago, but that's...
But even still,
even if we say, like, I know people who would say, oh, yeah, I have nothing against these people, but they're also like, no, but I would never, like, date them or be friends with them.
Like, I hate that. I hate that.
It's... We say that it's fine, but we are completely wrong.
But, yeah. I just thought that Serial shows us that Americans... can be very biased toward people. I don't think that's just Americans.
Yeah,
I think that's
just people in general.
Everybody. But obviously, the Serial shows us it in America.
Mm-hmm.
I also said that it shows us that Americans are obsessed with true crime, because it was a very popular podcast.
Yeah. So the primary message point or moral of Serial. I mean, the thing that I took away the most was that there's more than one side to every story, and we should listen to both of those with the same ear, I guess. Like, it's everything should be seen as equal, and then you can, like, process it. And the justice system also makes mistakes. Which is fine, because everyone makes mistakes, but they they need to be evaluated, and that's okay for people to test the justice system, and because they do make mistakes, and that's going to happen, but you shouldn't just accept what someone says because they have more power.
Yeah. I had a very similar answer. I said not everything has a simple answer. Sarah Koenig's lack of conclusion shows this, I think.
Yeah.
Because even she couldn't come to a conclusion. Even looking at all the evidence and everything, there's no definite, you can tell for certain that Adnan did it, or you can tell for certain that Adnan didn't do it. And I think it shows us that, you know, nobody's perfectly perfect or perfectly bad.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has two sides, multiple sides. Not everything is black or white.
Yeah. Okay. Shaping the world. How is that a theme of Serial?
Well, I think Sarah Koenig is trying to make a difference and trying to bring something to light that is an issue in our country. And I think that the podcast inspires its listeners to a... I can't even talk right now, sorry. I think the podcast inspires its listeners to question what other people tell you and not just think that something is true because someone says it's true. Because obviously, different people are going to say different things. So you have to figure out for yourself what you believe or what you don't believe. And so, I feel like, I don't know, the podcast is shaping how the world figures things out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the world is shaped by perspective. And Serial shows a lot of different perspectives because she talks mostly to Adnan, yes, but then she also, she had tried to talk to Jay, and she, I guess that's more of the HBO series that I'm kind of mixing.
Yeah,
they show more perspectives in that.
Mix those in my head a lot.
Yeah, but like she does talk about other things that haven't been talked about in the investigation and like things that weren't brought up in the trial as far as I know, and she does have bias because she's asked to review this, which means she obviously thinks Adnan's guilt is questioned, because if she wasn't spoken to, then like obviously he's not completely guilty, or at least someone thinks that. So she has bias, and that's okay, because everything has a bias. Which is, like, everyone has a certain bias towards everything, which is just their knowledge, like, their prior knowledge and experiences, and that makes us different as people. Like, our bias makes us who we are, which shapes the world. So, I mean, and everyone has their own opinion on the podcast. Like, I know so many people who are like, oh no, Don did it, or like, oh, Jay definitely did it, Adnan still did it, like, and that's fine because that makes us different. But it's kind of, how do you approach it when it comes to a case?
That was a good answer.
Thank you. So what was your verdict?
Adnan's not guilty. I feel like...
Yeah, I agree.
That's kind of obvious. But not really, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's what most people who have listened to the podcast think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're coming at it with fresh eyes. We're coming at it as, did he do it or did he not do it? When most people who are involved in the case were coming at it as, this man is on trial for it, mm-hmm. so they must have good reason to believe he did it.
Right.
So he probably did it.
Yeah.
But we're coming at it as, he still claims he didn't do it. A lot of people think he didn't do it. Enough so to make an entire podcast on it.
And
so,
HBO series.
Yeah. So I think he's not guilty. I think that's why most people think he didn't do it. No one that knew him thinks he did it.
Yeah.
None of his friends or his family. Even Hayes' friends, who would be some of the people I would think would hate Adnan the most think he didn't do it.
And it's interesting because, like, you see Hay's family, they're the first ones I think of that are like, oh no, Adnan definitely did it. How well did they know Hay? And, like, I know, like, Hay and Adnan weren't perfect, and maybe they blamed Hay not being perfect on dating Adnan, so maybe they already had...
Well, did they know that she was dating Adnan?
I think so.
Because I thought maybe it was, like, a secret relationship.
Well, they know now.
Well, obviously.
So, I mean, I think that kind of gives them a reason to be like, oh no, Adnan definitely did it. So that shows their bias. But, I mean, I don't really know if Adnan is guilty. I'm on the fence, but I'm also... I'm leaning towards it, towards Adnan is not guilty, because, like, everyone should be assumed innocent until they're proven guilty. And
I don't think he was proven guilty.
He was not.
I think he was proven a suspect.
Yeah, I think...
But I don't think it's certain that he did it.
Yeah, like, Jay's word was held higher against Adnan's, because the cops talked to Jay, and they were like, oh,
yeah,
if you have any information, then we won't charge you for having marijuana. But, like, in the podcast, they were talking about an innocent person is useless. Well, what was he supposed to do? If Jay was innocent, which he might be, and he was useless, then why? Because, I mean, it's...
And his story was so inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It was inconsistent with itself. Every time he told it, it changed. It was inconsistent with other people's version of events when they said where stuff happened, mm-hmm. or where he had told them that it happened. It changed from person to person, mm-hmm. essentially. And it's inconsistent with the cell phone records.
Yeah.
For part of it. Mm-hmm. Which, if he had his cell phone, a non-cell phone, then that would show how he would know mm-hmm. the part of the cell phone records. And also, he had those discussions with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have easily told him where he was supposed to be at certain times.
Yeah.
Before he gave a statement. So I don't think Jay is a good witness. He was probably high when... Hay went missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can use him as a way to prove Adnan's guilt. Yeah. Especially when so many people say, or not so many people, I guess one person said he would be so quick to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. I mean, I think there were other people who were like, no, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
He would make you believe anything.
None of his friends are friends with him now.
Exactly. He lives in California now. Yeah. After, like,
which I don't hold anything against Jay. I think if he did it, I think he knew who did it, and he was being threatened by that person, potentially. Because I don't think he would.
I don't think he has a reason.
Yeah, I don't see a motivation for him to throw Adnan under the bus.
Yeah,
unless he had to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe that's just me wanting to see the best in him.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I don't think Jay is a credible witness.
Definitely not. But, I mean, I kind of don't see Jay as super innocent, just because a lot of the things seem kind of sketchy, and
I definitely think he was part of it.
Yeah. He knows something.
He knows way too much.
Or maybe he was just scared of going to jail.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
And then, I think the investigation was biased from what we were talking about earlier, with the investigators deciding on a theory and then trying to prove that theory by fitting the evidence to it,
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to find a theory that fits all the evidence.
Mm-hmm. And Adnan's attorney, like, I just want to talk about that. She makes him look so bad. And that's just because she's a bad lawyer. And honestly, there should have been things that were brought up. Like, I know a decent amount of about, like, how trials are supposed to go. And the Jay's attorney, or I guess it would be the state's attorney. Yeah. Should have, like, objected, and because she was yelling at Jay. She was not treating him correctly. And
yeah.
It shouldn't, or at least the judge should have said, hey, you need to calm down. Because it shouldn't have been Jay that asked the judge to make her stop yelling.
Yeah, I think if I was on that jury, I would definitely have a strong bias against Anand mm-hmm. just because of his lawyer.
Yeah.
She really got on my nerves just listening to the recordings.
Yeah, like, I felt bad for Jay, and I hadn't felt bad for Jay before I listened to the trial. And
that made me like Jay.
Uh-huh.
Because he was being so polite and so patient with her.
Mm-hmm. Which I would not have had the patience.
I think that probably made the jury trust him more and like him more. And I think that's probably part of the reason that Adnan got convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Because his lawyer was so disrespectful.
Yeah. And I wonder how much, like, if the cops had told Jay, just say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Like, stay respectful. Which,
yeah.
I mean, they have the right to say that, and, like, of course an attorney would say, yes, stay respectful and, like, be on your best behavior, but I don't know, like, if Adnan had...
But I think a lawyer should also know to act like that.
Yeah.
Because
I guess
you don't want to make people angry at you.
Yeah.
And then make them hate your client.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really have much to compare it to because Adnan didn't testify, and which I don't know if I think that he should or shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's
because
a 50-50.
If he were guilty, then Jay's attorney would just destroy him. And because, I don't know, maybe I'm just bringing this from watching Law & Order a lot, but if I were guilty and on the stand, I don't think I would be able to get up there and testify. And if I weren't, that it's still, like, traumatizing, sort of.
Yeah.
Just to be, like, because this person is assuming that you're guilty.
Yeah.
But.
And then my last piece of evidence is from the documentary. And I don't think it's real evidence, but as a real-life human being who has emotions and rationality, I think it proves he didn't do it, which is him turning down the plea deal.
Yeah.
I think if he was really guilty and all he wanted was to get out of jail, I think he would have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's innocent, and he wants people to know he's innocent. And he doesn't want something he didn't do to be blamed on him.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he didn't take it. I think he's innocent. And I think that proves he's innocent.
Yeah. And, like, I was thinking about this last night. If you're innocent and he really cared about Hay, like he does, like, I wouldn't want...
Excuse the interruption. Okay, what were you saying?
I was saying if he's innocent and he says that he's guilty just to get out, what does that say to, like, hey, people are going to stop searching for the real person who killed Hay.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't, then people are still looking to find the actual truth, because he remains saying that he's innocent, so there's obviously someone else out there. But if he's like, oh yeah, fine, I'll say I'm guilty, then there's no more searching.
Yeah. And if he gets out and he's proven innocent, or at least not confirmed as guilty, I think that would lead to more investigation. And it would be much better than him just saying, I'm guilty, and that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to look for anybody else.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like, even if it were just him trying to find it, trying to find whoever did it, like, it's so unlikely that he himself would find anyone. Like, no one would help him, I feel like. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are some people who were like, oh, yeah, sure, but I doubt that anyone with the, like, resources to find the actual killer would be willing to help.
And I think maybe they need to do that now, mm-hmm, to help prove his innocence. If they find someone else who is a potential suspect,
mm-hmm,
then I think that would help his case.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah, like, if he didn't do it, well, then who did? You know, there are two parts to that question. Did he do it? And if he didn't, then who did?
Yeah.
You have to answer both questions.
Which I think is part of the reason why so many people are so skeptical. Mm-hmm. Skeptical? I can't say it now. Skeptical. Because they say he didn't do it, but there's no real evidence that points to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because they didn't investigate anyone else very well.
Yeah, and that, it just sucks, because he shouldn't have been put in jail in the first place, but now that it's been 20 years, and people already have their opinions, they've been biased by the fact that he's been in jail for 20 years. If he gets taken out of jail because they're like, oh, guess we didn't have anything against you, in the end, there would still be so many people upset. And once he gets out and is, like, proven innocent, then he can't be tried again, right? I think that's how it works. I think that once you're proven innocent,
you can't be innocent.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe it's... Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, anything else you want to touch on?
I mean, I think we got to it. I mean, I guess there isn't evidence against him, and Jay was given a deal, so that was obviously, he's given a privilege that Adnan wasn't given, and that's unjust, that's completely unfair, and he shouldn't be in jail. And he should be assumed innocent. Like, that's how our system is supposed to work. Don's alibi isn't exactly credible, so I think we should look more into that. Yeah. Instead of just being like, oh, he has an alibi, and not
really. I think
Don
is really brushed over.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know exactly why that happened.
Don't know anything about Don, and they were dating.
Yeah. They normally look at the husband or the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, ex-boyfriends are potential suspects, too.
Of course.
But I don't think they looked enough at the boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, what if...
I think that should have been a much bigger investigation.
Mm-hmm. What if Don and Jay got together? If, like, Don was jealous, and maybe Don smokes weed. Maybe Jay's his drug dealer.
Yeah, you come up with some wacky theories about what really happened.
Yeah. Because we don't know enough information, so a lot of things fit. Because nothing was investigated thoroughly enough. And Adnan doesn't have any character traits to show that he would be able to kill someone. Like, the worst thing he did...
Which is why no one that knows him thinks he did it.
Right. Like, he didn't have any people that he went to school with that were like, oh my gosh, he definitely did it. I think there were some people who questioned his innocence, but there's the people also who were like,
really close to him didn't believe he could have done it.
Right. And
which it, I think yeah. speaks for his character a lot. It doesn't necessarily prove he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's considering everything else that shows he probably didn't do it, or at least he can't, he shouldn't have been convicted as guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good indicator of his innocence, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And, like, the worst thing that he's done is steal money, but he admitted to that, and he apologized, and he showed guilt.
And he's not the only one that did it.
And he wasn't even put in jail for it. Now he's been in jail for 20 years, and he's still like, no, I didn't do it. Yeah. And it literally just took his mom confronting him to admit it.
And other, the guy that was talking about it said he did it too.
Yeah. It, like, that was such a normal thing. Yeah. And I'm sure he just didn't think about it. And
I mean, it's not 17. A good thing.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're
but
17.
It was a normalized
thing. You do dumb
thing.
Stuff when you're a teenager.
And I think like, he was younger. He was younger than that. Like, at least... Or I think at the oldest,
and everyone
16.
Else was doing it, too.
Exactly.
So.
Not everyone is killing everyone. I mean, I guess, look at Linkin Park, but. Yeah. I think we touched everything.
Yeah. I think I said everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about.
Thank you for listening to our review of
our review
of the Serial Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.